Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chris Von Erich. This is The Red Lens, and we got a hell of a show for you tonight, and it starts right now. I am Chris Von Erich. Come on, Franklin.
That's hot. Are you serious? If you walk around looking like that, you deserve it. I got something to say about that. This is The Red Lens.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are here. Again, I am Chris Von Erich. This is The Red Lens. And to my side, right or left or whatever it is, Franklin, how are you this evening, my man?
I'm doing all right, Chris. Thanks for that cool introduction.
Yes.
And I understand, I heard a little birdie told me that we have a jam-packed lot to talk about show tonight.
We have so much that who knows if we're even going to get to all of it, but we are going to get it rolling right now. And I'm going to preface this by saying that last week, you know, we do a show on Thursdays, so we kind of do like a review of what goes on in the world, you know, in the week that was, basically. And that also goes for the Manosphere. And there was a ton of stuff that went on, but no more chaotic and just crazy than was for our one of our brethren, one of the channels within the sphere, and that is the Fresh and Fit guys. Of Myron Gaines and Fresh Prince CEO. And they had a hell of a time with a whole bunch of stuff. And it was basically like four or five things that just, you know, just
exploded
on, like literally on them. And not in a good way, you know, mind you.
Hey now.
But I have to start by saying that, you know, what I'm going to talk about tonight is it's not going to be shaded. It's not going to be colored anyway, because that's not what we do here. But I do consider those guys, you know, compadres, at least in the sense of the sphere and what they're trying to do. So I'm kind of, I give them the benefit of the doubt in most of the cases, but I am going to tell them what I feel in terms of what I saw from what I heard. Especially they came out and they did like kind of like a mea culpa on their own program and talked about what they, you know, what they should have done, what happened, et cetera. So we're going to talk about that one at a time here. And since people, you know, maybe not familiar with this space, we're just going to jump around to certain things here, and we'll see if we can, you know, let them know what has gone on. First and foremost, I should say that I think what has gone on with them is something that they pretty much brought upon themselves. Okay, a lot of this you're going to see, it was maybe if they would have thought a little bit, maybe second thought, hindsight being 2020, they would have, you know, who wouldn't, right? But they may have thought differently and maybe done things a little bit differently. And you'll see that as we go through this. First and foremost, I will say that the first thing is it all started with this other YouTube channel, Abba and Preach, and they're huge. They're over 1.5 million subscribers. They, wow. You know, they have pretty much, you know, they know the who's who of whether it's the Black Manosphere or the Manosphere in general, or even, you know, entertainment in certain aspects. So what basically happened with them is Fresh and Fit had them down there to their very nice studio in Florida, and they talked about let's just say paying for, you know, companionship, okay, to make it YouTube friendly. And they said, look, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you're paying no matter what, you know, whether you're paying for it from a pro or you're, you know, paying with your time or you're, you know, you're the girlfriend, you're doing stuff with her,
right?
Buying stuff for her, you're paying. And I guess, you know, nothing was said definitively on that broadcast, but then flash forward maybe the next day or a couple weeks, and Myron and Fresh Prince had a different take, and they were like, look, you can't do that. It's, you know, under no circumstances can you pay for, you know, companionship or what have you. You're not an alpha man if you do that. And you'll see how what happened to the hot water that Myron got himself into, how that didn't play well, okay, with that. And thus, Abba and Preach kind of said, WTF, what are these guys talking about? They never had a problem with us. You know, then it got a little bit more where Fresh Prince said something about Preach's, like, mom or girlfriend or what have you. I think it's his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that escalated, and now I think there's still some bad blood, even though they, Myron had apologized in many ways to them publicly for letting it get out of hand. But you know, there was a point where they were going to go down there and box, and it was what, you know, so it was just, you know, it was like, you know, give me a break here, you know, I just, you know, it just, you know, yeah. You know, so it was kind of something like that, you know, very strange.
Hmm.
But that, you know, that's where it all started. Okay. It started with those guys. So, you know, I'll say this, you know, if you're going to have a disagreement with another content creator, you do it. And, you know, you kind of leave it there once you say your piece publicly, you know, even if it's like a one-on-one interview kind of thing, to go back and kind of rehash and touch things up. Sometimes people, they get touchy about that.
Right.
So I think that's when you run into problems. And if you're going to say, you know, it's a dual thing here, Franklin. If you take a shot at another content creator that's bigger, sometimes, you know, people do that. Oh, well, if they talk about me or they write about me, you know, that, you know, bad, any publicity is good publicity. And we're going to see here with them that that's really not the case. You know, bad publicity is bad publicity.
Right.
You know, and I think that's one of the lessons that has been taken away, at least that I've seen, that I learned, that I think they also learned going through this. Waldemir Perez Jr. is in the house. What is up, my man? Marty Hurd says, sounds like A&P were punching down. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people had said that this week, you know, that, you know, it kind of got to a weird level. So I think, hashtag pay to play. That is true. And, you know, I'll answer that right now, you know, in my opinion with that. I kind of think you do, in some way, you end up paying, okay, with a girl. Whether it's the time you invest in that woman, okay, or girlfriend, the little love me nots that you give to her, the holidays, things like that. If you're in a, like, a healthy relationship, you're usually going out once a week
at least
to do something, you know, more than just watching a movie kind of thing. So I think you pay no matter what. And I think the idea of, you know, the guy that goes out there and says, you know what, I want to get satisfied, and you know what, I'm going to pay my X, Y, and Z dollars. So that's okay. I'm going to deal with it, and it's going to, you know, I'm going to be okay with it. sometimes guys can look at that and be like, oh, well, that's either cheating or, you know, you're not, you know, you're not a man enough to go out there and find a regular girl to do that. And, you know, sometimes, well, you know,
you did find a regular girl, you just had to pay for it.
Yes,
she is a regular girl. It's just that you had to pay for it.
She's a regular girl that, you know, is quite flexible.
Cha-ching.
So, but I don't see a problem with something like that unless it gets to be like your only outlet.
Right.
Okay. That's, again, we talk about this all the time on this program. Extremes are not good. You know, painting yourself into a corner where, whether it's online dating is your only outlet and that's the only way you're trying to meet chicks, that's not healthy either.
Nope.
So, you know, paying a woman of the night, so to speak, on a regular basis is, well, number one, it's going to drain your bank account. And number two, it gets too easy, you know, pun not intended in this case.
What you need to do is get you one of them, rubberized robo chicks. I brought one back from Japan. I think it was $5,000. And right now she's out in the kitchen washing the dishes.
There you go. That's right.
And, when I'm done with the show here, she knows what to do after that.
There you go. That's a man after my own heart right there.
There you go.
So. But, and Marty says here that, really it's a no transaction game because you're really paying them to leave at the end. Yeah. I mean, that is the truth. You know, when you're paying a woman like that to come by, or if you're going there, yeah, well, she's not leaving, you're leaving.
Right.
But, it is a soulless primal act that you're doing. But if you are a guy and you're looking to just, you know, fill that need, then it's filling a need. And I think in this case, Myron took it very literally, you know, and he's a very intense guy. And I think Ab and Preach kind of, you know, they're more comical, mm-hmm. you know, they kind of take things, you know, off the shoulder, a little bit like us, I think.
I kind of got that from their broadcast that they're kind of a bit of a comedic team. I kind of
right
a team. Well, I kind of like that.
Right, and I do think that either one or both of them do have a background in stand-up comedy, so they have done that at least on the like lower circuit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so so there is something there to that to be. I'm talking high class. Okay, Marty. You know.
Stick with what works.
That's awesome. Good. Okay, so that was one. That's where everything kind of precipitated from, and then it devolved into once that got out there, and Abba and Preach were making, you know, kind of like a smear video on them. That's when everybody else got into the thing, and all their problems kind of came to the surface. So much so that even their business dealings and how they operated the business kind of became
that came into question. Yeah, that came into question too.
Yes, and I see that there is a caller in the queue. We will get to you. We'll get to any callers that want to call in on this or any of the topics we're going to touch on tonight. 224-231-4652. So just hang out there. Don't go anywhere. We will get to you. I just got to get through some of this stuff first before we start pulling calls in here. Cause I know it's a popular topic and a popular, thing, but I wanted to share this because, like I said, it kind of got, involved in all the aspects of their business dealings. And the next thing that came out was that one of their business partners who, to my knowledge, is one of the guys that kind of curried and took, kind of went out there and found women mm-hmm. to bring on their broadcast, and that's what they do. They bring two or three girls in, and some of them are the Instagram girls. Some of them are professional girls that are dancers down there, or some of them are adult film stars, and they come in and they talk, and they kind of talk about relationships and different things like that. Well, what happened was, I guess they wanted to go in a different direction and maybe have somebody else do that role for them. And the other person was unceremoniously let go. And what happens when, employers cut ties with, their workers?
Right.
Bad blood. And in this case, that said person thought they were due a lot more money in terms of severance. And and then proceeded to, as we'll bring up here, proceeded to come to their place and basically kick the door in. Okay.
Don't do it, bro.
So,
what's up?
So,
don't do it, man. Don't do it.
All right, so I'm not going to play the whole thing because there's language here, and I don't want YouTube to kind of go crazy on me. But basically, this gentleman is the guy that was
really
not the talent for them, a good portion of the talent at that particular time. And now I'm always, truthfully, I thought that this was something that was kind of staged. I thought, okay, well, what's going on here? It just so happens they're on the air and this guy, is allegedly kicking the door down. But then they had a follow-up video where Miami police were there and stuff. So, again, I have to go with what, people say and that it's legitimate. But this guy had basically took it upon himself to do this. And unceremoniously kicked the door in, and there was a back and forth here where, he was saying, I'll come in and, do X, Y, and Z to you. And Myron was like, well, if you come in here, this is Florida, and Florida ain't New York, that's for sure, when it comes to firearms. So
true.
There was that thing. I don't like stuff like this because
it gets tiresome, Chris.
It gets tiresome, but it also, and again, I will play into what this is here. Okay, I'll play into the fact that this is legitimate, but I don't like this because stuff like this, months later, you hear about really bad stuff happening. Guys walking down the street, and
right.
I'm not even going to say it, but I'm going to leave it there, and that's I don't like. I don't like that idea at all. And I don't know the caller that was in the queue. I don't know where you went, but maybe you didn't want to wait long enough. But if you want, call back in. We'll take your call. I was just trying to get through a little bit here of the rest of this. But, to me, I don't like any of it because bad blood is something that can get involved in other stuff, and I don't like that. But let's take this call right now.
Oh, he's back.
Yes, he is. All and right. In Newport, Virginia, I guess you're on. This is Von Erich. What's up?
Hi, Chris. Can you hear me?
I can. Okay. You're coming through loud and clear.
I thought I'd call in. YouTube, you popped up on the main page for once in a while. I've been listening to you for a while.
Great.
And then figured I'd give some perspective on this. I agree with your overview so far of this, because I've been following all of this stuff, and it's kind of like, what Rollo would say, it's like red meat for the red pill. But I think a small percentage of guys can get some value out of this whole controversy, in terms of understanding some clear signs of maturity versus immaturity. So if we go back to the original video that Abba and Preach did, and then, Fresh and Fit responded, they could have squashed this at the beginning by just saying calm, rationally, and said, hey, okay, we disagree with your assessment. How about we have another video call and hash it out and make it rational? Would have put ice water all over this whole situation. But they reacted. And, of course, I'm also, as some of us are also a fan of Kevin Samuels, and they did the sign language, you know. And that was the wrong move. That's what they took the wrong turn. And then as stuff went back and forth, as the videos got, and then everybody else climbed about it, you know, because, you know, the beef, you know, for the moment. Then, you know, that's when the chum was in the water, and then their old colleague decided to come back around and ride on that wave. And so, you know, and then it basically turned a molehill into basically a mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Somebody else that had nothing to do with it decided to inject themselves in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I saw. But over back and forth between the two different videos, I mean, back and forth between Avin and Preach, I will say from just, you know, my age and so forth, that Abba and Preach responded much more maturely, even though they threw the first stone, and that's not cool. Mm. They could have contacted Fresh and Fit and said, hey, we want to do another show. We got some disagreements from the previous show. How about we just hash it out? There's been no controversy at all, or no back and forth at all. Probably would have made time for them. But, you know, there was pullback. But the responses that Avin and Preach did, I felt were much more mature, definitely much more rational. I think the additional layer which makes this more controversial or get people heated is the whole idea that Avin and Preach support paying for box. And in the whole masculine improvement arena, as that's what I'll call it, that's usually a big no-no because we want to try to move away from that because that's a thing. But again, you know, I saw, you know, recently last week, Kevin Samuels did a show about it, you know. And so, you know, I can understand his position because if you're just going for the physical part of it, then I can understand. But the thing where guys get it mixed up, and I think where guys were trying to argue with Kevin and argue against paying for box, is they get that mixed up with the whole genuine burning desire and the relationship aspects. Kevin Samuels had a sort of a watertight argument because, like, if you're just looking for the physical, you can't really argue against that. And if you take the morality out of it, like, you're either for or against or whatever, you go do your own thing. But if you want genuine burning desire and you want a ride or die girl, then you want to move away from that. And then sometimes, you know, the paying for the box can take the energy out of that motivation for you to get to that next level, maybe gain that additional skill set that could spill over into other valuable, possibly business areas in terms of communication of your life. And some people can ignore those areas by paying for box. So, and I think they were mixing those two things together. And so I understand having a Breach's position. I understand why they are. But they had the more cool, calm, rational thing, especially when you did the video about integrity. And so this is why I think a lot of people just start moving away from Myron. If Myron had that rational thing at the beginning, because they did the 4-hour podcast where everything was, you know, where they explained everything. And I understand the stuff and I understand the controversy. Girl trying to take homeboy down with the,
right,
you know, the girl with the allegations. Let's leave that to the side because that's separate. But if they had been more cool and then, I think it could have squashed it. And then I think Abba, especially Preach, he didn't feel that the apologies were sincere. And then especially when you throw in going to go box somebody, I think the best thing to do would have been like, look, you're going to be in the United States. Let's be men about it. Let's box it out. Take the ass whooping. And whether you win or lose, at least you can say you was a man about it. Because Abba was like, yeah, I don't care if I get knocked out. I want to go down there. And he was like, he was trying to keep it legal. They were going to get it in the ring, put it on YouTube, whatever. That would have been probably the best way to resolve this. And then talk about the issues. And then bring, if Rolo did a, you know, thing about it, you know, bring him in in the mix and talk it out. And then and then we have it exposed, but then you air your grievances, and then it becomes a bigger learning experience for everybody rather than people picking sides, which was also stupid.
Right.
Because now you got a lot of these young guys picking sides and so forth, which is not productive.
No, I'm all for that boxing match. And I say give Rolo a referee a shirt and have him referee the damn thing. Right? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that would have been funny, but yeah, that's just my two cents on the matter, I think.
You great. Know, all right.
They'll survive. They'll survive. But yes, they do need to be careful though, because they constantly kicking out those women. And this was the last video that Ab and Preach made. Constantly kicking out those girls in Miami, and that Latin heat is invitation for elements that can bring drama.
Yeah.
And if you're really trying to improve guys' lives, then do that, and do maybe vet the people more that come on the show, so you have a more productive thing. That's why I think Kevin Samuels has a great platform, because he keeps them far away. They come on the show. But you don't have to kick them off. All you have to do is press a button.
That's perfect right.
Formula.
There's something to be perfect said formula. For virtual distance. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much,
exactly.
My man. Thank you for
really appreciate it. Thanks, man.
For calling in. Thank you. And that's tremendous. And I have to agree with him.
Caller makes sense. Caller definitely makes sense.
You know, with that. And I do. I do believe that... you know, cooler heads are going to prevail. And I think Fresh and Fit are going to make some changes to that whole dynamic of what they, you know, what they do there. Mm-hmm. A little bit wiser in terms of vetting and how far they go with things. In terms of, you know, it's one thing, you know, they got the pole there and that's a lot of fun and, you know, the girls can dance around and that's cool if they're up for doing that. But like he says, the histrionics of tossing girls out and getting into, you know, arguments with, you know, guys and stuff like that can, you know, that can lead you down a path and
a rabbit hole, as it were.
Yes. So, let's see here. It wasn't unceremonious. Myron showed where they were paid as agreed, even though he did a crappy job. Receipts were shown. True. JP, thanks for reviewing it all. Is me watching their channel. Well, that's true. You know, doing this is a lot easier than watching, 10 or 12 videos for sure. You save your time. But, you know, the caller was very nice not to bring up some of the other things, you know, by specifics. But you know what? We have to do that here with the red lens. We are going to bring up because I think the next couple of things that I'm bringing up here play 100% into the biggest lesson that I've learned here. Aside from, you know, vetting your business partners and having better security, this is sure a little wiser.
Having better security.
I think the biggest thing is to separate. maybe a deadbolt on the door. a more separation between business and pleasure has to be had, and the idea of not doing where you eat is something that they really should have thought of, because the next couple things that happened here were pretty bad in terms of a bad look for the business. And the first thing is, again, trying to mix the business with the pleasure. And that was basically when they tried to... I should say not they, Myron, kind of was speaking to this girl, Anna Quinn Fitness, which is her Instagram page. All right. And she's a fitness guru, you know, like she does a lot of stuff with that. I know. I'll say,
hey now.
And as you can see, she's in very good shape here, and she does stuff, and she makes a living, okay, doing this stuff. So basically, Myron had a conversation with this girl to come out and feature her channel on her show and do all that stuff. And there were texts back and forth that she, of course, saved. And we know girls always save the text. Okay.
What is that, Chris? Can I interrupt for a second? What's that? Why do they do that?
Well, they do that when they're trying to get ahead or get something on you. And that's exactly what this girl was doing. Okay. She kept these damn texts, and lo and behold, when Myron made an overture for her to come out and hang out, have a good time, and hey, by the way, you can be on the show, blah, 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 we'll talk, we'll, you know, wine, who knows, and she didn't like that.
It's a business doing pleasure with you, right?
Right. oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, my.
So she didn't like that, and lo and behold, she put up the roadblock, and Myron said, okay, well, you know what, you're not worth flying out here just to do an interview, because we have a lot of people, you know, we schedule for interviews. So mm-hmm. She didn't like that, feelings were hurt, and thus she made a video blasting him, saying, look at this, he's trying to, you know, this is what he does all the time, blah, 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 X, Y, and Z. So,
you know what? Again, thoughts and prayers. I'm sorry. You know, to that chick, thoughts and prayers, okay?
Yeah, I know.
That's it, thoughts and prayers, okay?
That's it. Again, you know, a bad look. You know, you don't, with the amount of girls he has available to him,
right,
down there in that area, you know, which is basically, I mean, Disney World is down there, and it is the Disney World in terms of just good looking girls, because that's what you got to, it's 24/7, 365 days a year.
Yep.
He should have said, you know what, it's not worth it, and moved on. But luckily, he was able to save those receipts because he's a smart guy, and that's what all guys should be doing out there. Even if, you know, if your regular dating life, always make sure they, you're coming over. Oh, you really want to do this tonight? Okay, great. You know, make sure you get them if they're doing the text game, and the young chicks love doing the text game, out there. Make sure they get the text saying, hey, I'm down. Because then once they got that, you got them. You know, they can't turn around and say, oh, well. But what do we got here? Waldemir Perez says, also, when Myron asked to, you know what, that girl over Instagram, he took a lot of points off. He tried mode one, but didn't use any. Yeah, well, the mode one, Franklin, if you're not privy to this, that is something that got very, very popular by another YouTube author. I forgot his name. The chat will throw it up there.
Okay.
But his whole dating kind of mantra and system is just, hey, go up to her and be just dead honest. Be like, look, I like, you know, you're hot. You think I'm hot? You know, do some witty banter and, you know, let's go. You know, let's take these drinks to go. And if you're not really sure the girl is feeling you, you know, and you don't know how to pick up those signals, you can get yourself into a lot of trouble doing that, especially in this day and age. So Waldemir, yeah, you know, I think you got something going there. Also, messing with Instagram girls is asking for a vain and narcissistic woman to show up. Yeah, you got that right. Because any girl right, and any girl that's on Instagram, she's on there for her business of herself,
her brand.
There you go, bingo.
What's the other one? OF.
Yeah.
OnlyFans. Well, they've come to a lot of nonsense this week too.
Well, yeah, and we'll get to that real quick in a second. And QB Willie B says the black pill saves lives. Oh boy, Willie, come back to me. Oh boy, he's okay. He's not a fan. Okay, let's just say he's not a fan of that broadcast, and that's okay. You know, that's okay. You know, not everybody has to love everybody's channel out there. But you know, I'll say again that you know, it was another misstep for him to do that. Another misstep. Another misstep is to not vet your guests. You know, and he did not vet his guests in the way of this other girl. She is Nina Unrated. Okay, she's a blogger, YouTuber. She's a lot more than that, Franklin.
Hey now,
I see that. My word.
She is, by her own admission, a professional escort. Okay. And she's done OnlyFans. She's done other videos. And actually, lo and behold, here's a picture of her doing their show because she was on there at one point.
No.
And they wanted her, either they wanted her back or they wanted her to do some content for her their Patreon. You know, that's the site that you go there and it's, you know, you got to pay to see that stuff, and it's more high octane content, if we're going to say that, you know. So, and she was like, "Oh yeah, I'll do that, but I'll do it for like $3,000." And again,
she said that.
Yeah, and again, Myron was like, "Look, you know, we can get girls that'll do stuff that we want for free." You know, you're not giving us anything that, you know, there's no trade-off here for us. You know, if we can't get above average content from you, you know, what's the point? So that was a problem. And she took to Twitter to say, "Oh, you know, look at these guys. They're soliciting us. They only want us there if we're going to do, you know, gregarious stuff, and they don't even want to pay." And then she did a sob story about, you know, getting her kid back because, shocking, that, this is yet another lady of, you know, high society that, does not have her kids.
Okay.
So, shocking. But, yeah, so that was another black eye. You know, they basically thought that she wouldn't have a problem with that. She did. When they didn't want to give her the money and then pulled the show away from them, she had a problem and put them on what they call blast.
That I got.
So.
On blast.
Cuba really doesn't like the dating coaches. All right. More receipts than any. See, there you go. You see that? So QB Willie says he has more receipts because he gets out of the country. So there you go. So he takes his business across the border, which you know, you can do that. You can do that.
Again.
I mean, a steady diet of that could
bankrupt you.
You don't know what you're doing. Could get you bankrupt. But
reminds me, I gotta look at my passport and see when it's expired.
Oh.
Although I probably won't be, well, most people I know won't be using it for another couple of years at least.
Yeah, well.
Maybe.
Yeah, it depends on where you're going.
But so that's true.
Some places you can still go and still manipulate and move things around and stuff like that and have a good time. Some places. So, and to me, the cherry on top and the biggest lesson learned from this whole crazy week they had was something that happened with, basically another YouTuber, Okay. Again, these Instagram girls are just a recipe for damn disaster. But basically, this girl, she hit up Myron. Okay, and she was on his show again with another group of girls. Everything went well and everything like that. And hey, you know, at the end of the day, Myron's a guy just like anybody else, right? You know, and he liked this girl. He, you know, went out with her, had a night, everything like that. And this girl, Miss Cheeks, as she's known, Saint Anisha, which is a lovely name. If you need any more than a red flag than that, I don't know. Okay. But allegedly, you know, as,
air quotes.
Yes. She said that she got pregnant by Myron Gaines. Okay.
Of course she did.
Now here she is, a quick little picture of her. Today, her, and I see there's somebody in, the call and queue here. We'll get to you in a second. I want to finish this up. As of today, like, her Twitter is gone. I don't know if I think her Instagram is now privated completely, because I don't know if she was getting calls and everything like that. But what happened here with this girl, okay, is that she's an OnlyFans model. Okay.
Naturally.
Surprising. And basically, she went down to Miami, and once things didn't go as planned with Myron, thinking that she was going to be with him long term. Okay, that's what she was looking for. She was looking to be the next misfit, and it didn't work out that way, and her feelings got hurt a little bit, I think. And thus she started to go on everybody's other podcasts saying how, like, she is, you know, whatever, a couple months pregnant here, and it's his. And that, of course, you know, you say something like that to a guy that hosts a show as big as his, and everybody's going to, you know, want to know about it. So one thing led to another. She made videos. She was on all over the place. Now, as of today, as I know it, it is very, very skeptical whether or not she is in fact pregnant, because as Myron had on his broadcast, she could not produce any, you know, results, you know, from the alleged nurse she went to. Myron said, look, no problem. I'll take you myself, you know, to get a blood test, you know, on my own dime, on my own time. She negated. That's not, you know, that's not the point. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if conversations and contact has dropped off since then, but there you go. So I'm willing to bet that this was something where, again, feelings were hurt, and lo and behold, you know, this is how it is. Now, truth be told, yours truly had something like this happen way in the past too.
Similar situation. We've been through this already.
Yeah. And, you know, this girl literally was showing me pictures of her sister's kid, passing it off as maybe mine. And I was like, okay, you know, great. So let's see my new pride and joy. Why don't you bring her to me? And through the course of about 3 weeks, that never happened. Mm-hmm. And she owned up to it. And she's like, oh, I just wanted to make you feel how you made me feel, aka unwanted. And I think Miss Cheeks said the same thing to Myron in some recorded conversations.
What? So, unwanted?
Yeah. So lesson learned to you guys out there. You know, number one, don't be messing with crazy chicks, okay? And we as guys out there,
we have to be.
I don't care what pill you prescribe to. You damn well know when you are dealing with somebody that's crazy, all right? Now, it's just whether or not you want to deal with that crazy, you know.
Nobody needs that crazy in their
life. You don't need it. I don't care how hot the booty look. All right. I don't care how, you know, voluptuous she is, or, you know, this is, you know, she's a total, you know, Santa, you know,
none of that.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Just run. Don't walk away from that.
Only asking for trouble.
Yes, absolutely. So, and again, lesson learned there is do not ride bareback. Okay. With any chick. All right. Don't be doing that. Cause it only takes one time to, you want to tell you, we talk about guys not on their purpose, you know, going off on tangents. Mm-hmm. Your life will be forever changed if that happens to you and you get with the, and you're doing it with the wrong chick.
Well, it'll change right? for 18 years, which is pretty much a lifetime.
Right. Yeah. Well, again, let me tell you, you have that happen to you at 22, 23 years old.
Done.
As a guy, you're done, man. You're done. You wake up and you're 40. You can't get that time back. All right.
Lost. So,
all right. Let's get to this call here. And I think I know who this is. It's our VIP. What's up?
Hello, gentlemen.
What is going on?
Hey.
Hey. Well, in my usual well-organized fashion, I've got three things for you.
All right.
Number one, this whole impetus of this whole stupid argument. I don't know if you know, A&P are just, you know, older and they're white knighting. I don't know what the deal is. But as usual, Kevin had the best take on all of it. He's like, number one, if you're that busy and you're a high value man, you don't have time to even if you got all the game in the world, you don't have time for that nonsense. So if you're paying for it, and as Kevin so eloquently put it, he goes, I'm talking about the level of women that it's not like you pick them out of the catalog. They vet you.
You
better have a reference, you know, from somebody else vouching for you. This is like that stuff. And once related the story, he got fast-tracked for promotion in a regular corporate world company because he showed up at a company event with one of these hyper-class ladies, shall we say, and went to one of the top VPs in the bathroom and goes, oh, I see you're here with Brenda. She's good.
Marty, time out, Marty. I don't know if you're like doing calisthenics or something, but you must be moving around a lot because every other word is kind of like chopped up. So.
Oh, sorry. I'm not moving at all. It's my crappy internet.
Oh. All right.
Maybe hang up and try again, Marty?
Yeah, maybe you could do that.
Or is his internet from his cable people? Because if it's so that way, the modem is doing both things.
I don't know. You know, give him some advice here. What should he be doing then?
Move to Europe? No, just kidding. what I did, if you're using a cable box as your phone and your internet, you might like what I did is I upped my speed a little bit, gave me a little bit more broadband. I thought he might have been using a cell phone, actually. But Marty, if you hadn't hung up, call us back, please.
If you can get it worked out where you get a few more bars there, that would be great. So,
if in fact he is on his cell phone,
yeah.
So. And voice over IP stuff, it works sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. All right. So let's see here. Her name literally has Satan in it. I know.
Yeah, which I bet is not her real handle.
I know. Did you guys see she showed up on the Lead Attorney channel in a very odd body position? Totally. Yeah, I remember seeing that, Waldemar. It was. I thought I saw. Well, at first it was like the camera was pointed up to the ceiling, you know, which was weird. Like, and then like it was like half her head. So yeah, it was very, very strange. It was almost like she didn't want to be on camera. The lawyer asked some basic stuff and she didn't want to answer. Yeah, I know. I know. Very, very strange. So again, my gut is that, Myron is safe. She doesn't have one in the oven and, a lesson learned to him and all guys out there.
You are not the father.
I know. Oh my goodness.
Not for nothing. Won't. There is no better feeling than knowing that you're not the father.
Oh, let me tell you something. All right. When she came clean about the fact that, the kid was her sister's, there was like a sizable, like, calmness.
Yeah.
That came over me, because she left me hanging for a few days there, thinking that like the kid was mine, lesson learned on my part. That's for sure.
Was that when you were looking for that sports car and all of a sudden you said, oh man, I'm going to get myself an SUV now. I have to get a minivan.
I got to get a Durango. But definitely a lesson learned. But okay, so we did all that. We got through all that, and we're talking about these OnlyFans people, and I have to say that OnlyFans itself was in the news too.
Really?
In that. Basically, here we are seeing that OnlyFans has reversed its decision to ban sexually explicit content after there was a backlash. Yeah, well, basically the backlash came from all the chicks, saying like, "What the hell?
How am I going to make a living?
how can I live on the $800 a week that the government gives me plus?" not have to change out of my lingerie in the morning, make the extra $2,000 a day. So this basically comes down to, the decision saying that OnlyFans, the whole platform, which basically rose to popularity among, women of the night workers. They sell their nudes, their explicit content, and they were going to ban all that. They were going to say, you can't do that. You can't simulate anything. And
they've already made their money. What do they care?
Right. So basically, their CEO came out and said that, well, we found banks that now will work with the platform to do whatever they got to do, and everything's great. We'll see what happens here. But OnlyFans has paid 130 million users and 2 million creators. It has paid out over $5 billion, ladies and gentlemen, $5 billion to the models and the performers that frequent that site. So, we're talking about a lot of money here, Franklin.
Chris, I was just going to say, so this means that your OnlyFans page is pretty safe now, for when just want to make sure.
Right. So if all of you wanted to know what Mr. Von Erich looks from the waist down, you can do that.
There you go.
That's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. That is YouTube. That is joke. That's a joke. So I do not have a Patreon for that. I don't have an OnlyFans account. Right. So I don't need any letters.
Again, I have to ask, how do you put that on a tax form or a resume? What do you do for a living? I'm an OnlyFans model or YouTube model. What is that? How do you do that?
With a straight face. They would say that they have, they are an online creator.
Is that it?
They would say. Okay. They would use some jargon like that.
I guess that's right up there with a professional photographer. I guess I don't know.
Right. Waldemar Perez Jr. says, "I agree with the caller from before, but every man should know what it's like to have, like to be so awesome when you walk in the room, you see your girl's heart skip a beat. Yeah, you know, that's true. You know, you know, at the end of the day, you know, every guy wants that. You know, every guy wants, as Rollo Tomasi says, genuine desire.
Right.
You know, you want that. That is the end game, as it were. Okay, let's try take two here with our friend Marty from Texas. So here we go. Marty, okay. Are you there?
Is that better? Is that better now? No.
Yes.
No,
yes. Here we go. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. My phone is a voice over internet protocol. So internet gets crappy. Mm-hmm. Phone gets crappy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Okay. Well, we'll skip ahead to point two.
Yes.
The hilarious part of that night with the break-in, was that 2 seconds before the break-in happened, all the girls were on their typical rant talking about guys ain't crap. We don't need no man. Men and women are equal, all that stuff. As soon as the instant there was any danger, they all got a panic look on their face, ran out and hid on the balcony while the men took care of business. So that was the greatest takeaway.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But yeah, well, never. What's that saying? Never believe what they say. Look at what they do.
Yep.
Proof once again. But the bigger arching thing, and I'll get off of here about it all, is this is why MGTOW for the win. MGTOW is man going their own way. The Manosphere, on the other hand, who is the king? Or who is in charge of the Manosphere? Theoretically, nobody, but everybody thinks they are. Everybody thinks their little piece of the pie there should be representative of the entire Manosphere. And that is what leads to stupid nonsense like this, where we all have a common enemy we should be fortifying ourselves against. No, not like the MRA method. You're never going to get any laws changed. Although the Taliban seem to have the right idea when it comes to restoring the patriarchy, but that's a whole nother discussion. But as you can see, if you think your way is the only ticket to be a full-fledged, you know, card-carrying member of the Manosphere, this is the kind of idiocy that happened. What difference does it make? How does it make you any less of a man if you pay for box, if you finesse for box, if you have great game for box? Like I said in my comment, hashtag pay to play. Mm-hmm. and tying it all up, rich guys, their time is way more valuable than their money. And yeah, I get it. That's what keeps the INCELs what they are, because no, I want a real relationship where somebody desires me for me. All right, pay a little extra for the girlfriend experience. That's the closest you're going to get, you know. But understand, it's a biological need with no strings attached. I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't really see why, you know, A&P had such a, you know, got butt hurt over that and how it, but it was fun to watch it, or funny to watch it escalate up the ladder, including, like you say, a girl whose pregnancy test was reading tea leaves. And that's the best she could come up with. So, as always, I hope all this, you know, stupidity blows over. Yeah, I think they could build up the boxing match as a Logan Paul event, maybe, if they both, you know, if they play it right. But I'm not sure that's really ever going to happen. And the last thing is, of course, that how many of these hundreds and hundreds of content creators, quote unquote, that made videos were doing nothing but hashtag riding on the popularity of how fast, fresh, and fit, you know, we're blowing up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, clout chasing, it's a thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, yeah.
Gentlemen, thanks for enduring, you know, my crappy phone, and, you know, I'll catch up on what I missed later.
All right, thanks. My man. All right, Marty, as always, is tremendous and makes... He makes all the points.
Always the pleasure. But yes. Like what he said is the truth. Behind every good man is a woman running to the balcony.
Yeah.
Or trying to hide from safety to safety.
There we go. So true. That is so true.
Oh, my.
But yes, and he's true. And hey, we are guilty of hashtagging and things like that. You know, I did it for this video to get it out there in the algorithm. But when you're doing it all the time, you know, for other creators, or you're just doing it to, you know, kind of pump it up, it can be a little much. It can be a little much. Let's see. What do we got here? The OF billions spent should be added to the case of Dr. Warren Farrell, book, author of The Boy Crisis. Yes, 100%. Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. MGTOW. I can't believe we can't even say that word. That can get a video flagged.
So really? Stupid. By yeah. saying that as opposed yes. to really, all right.
Calling it out, yeah, I know. Has morphed into the male, Franklin, at this point, I don't even know what we can say. I don't know if we can say the F word here. I don't know, but I don't know. You got guys spelling, INECINE.
Yeah, I heard that.
I mean,
to tell you the truth, I didn't know you couldn't say that either.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I've used that a bunch of times. I didn't know that, you know.
Yeah, me too. Like I said, every week it changes. YouTube changes what is okay. I mean, at this point, you know, we're still working towards monetization. That's why, guys, we want you to subscribe. We want you to share this video out because we're still working towards that. But, you know, we don't have to worry about, you know, what we say in the videos until we do get to be a YouTube partner, and then they're going to come at us like, oh, well, we don't like what you said here, and you got to, trim this crap out. So they're going to do that eventually.
I got some point to trim.
I know you trim. Yeah, that's right. So that's that. Let's see. Let's get into this. And one more example of, bad choices. Okay. In the sports world, which is always a bastion of examples of poor decisions when it comes to saying stuff about women, the NBA All-Star, Patrick Patterson referred to black women as bulldogs.
Oh, I missed this one. Ouch.
And I guess what happened here was that this wouldn't have happened, okay, had it not been for the fact that he is now married to a white woman here, as we can see. Oh my God.
Hey now.
Good for him.
I don't know about the good part. Shouldn't have married her.
Well, it's true, but he's probably a young guy here.
Nothing to be before cash and prizes.
Right. Here he is getting intimate here with his wife, Sarah Nasser. Okay. They have a happy anniversary here picture. He wrote in this on Instagram to the detractors that said, oh, what are you getting with that white girl for? He said, quote, should I settle for a bulldog and act like I'm happy with my life and preach, keep it in your race, to the world, as if Dr. King didn't fight and or die for equality and acceptance of all cultures, loving one another and not hating. No thanks. He's actually a 30-year-old man. I thought he was a little bit younger than that. Maybe your life, you'll do that, but I don't want that for mine and my family. Color doesn't matter. Wake up. And so
he gonna put a baby in her, and yeah, that's gonna seal that, and then you know what's gonna happen. If he ain't already done it.
Yeah, so And this one, this mafia material, said to him that, don't get me wrong, it's all under perspective, but if you worked at Walmart in Toronto, you wouldn't stand a chance, bro. Well, yeah, well, no, okay, come on. No, no duh.
No.
Tell us something we don't know. Okay. And here's something, you know, again, we the last episode, we were talking about the black pill and stuff, you know, and they're like, oh, you know, you never get a good girl. You never get what you want. But, you know, yeah, of course. No duh.
That's up to you, though. That's up to nobody else but you.
It is up to you. But, you know, of course, when you're talking about model girls that are at these elite parties and have access to NBA players like this, we're not talking about those girls. Okay. When we talk about, you know,
they have their own agenda.
Right. Well, yeah, well, please. You know, but what we're talking about here is, you know, in this case with this guy, what was he going to do? Well, okay, so he gets a typical black girl, you know, and if he wanted that, great, but he didn't. You know, he was attracted to what he was attracted to, and he's getting flack from, the black community online for what he's doing. And I've seen this a lot because I poke my head into the, you know, black manosphere and see what they're doing over there and see what their chats are about.
Have they mentioned this too, Chris?
Oh yeah, they do. They get into it all the time. You know,
you're
like
have to send me a link because I like to.
Now some of the chicks over there are cool, you know, but some of them are salty, you know, and they, you know, they don't like it, and there's you know, and there's some guys over there too that are that way too, you know, that are like hardliners. And you know, I've found that in my dating life, and everybody knows this about me, that I'll date anybody. I'll date black girls. I'll date, you know, Asian girls. I don't care. You know, for me, if I'm attracted to them, that's it. That's all I need. But I've had that, you know, I've had people, you know, be like, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, why do you do that? And then I've had people on my, you know, the girls that were, I was dating at the time, be that way towards me, you know, I shouldn't be there. So at the end of the day, you know,
mud shark.
What'd you say? What?
Mud shark. Excuse me.
That's right. Believe me, I've been called everything. So,
dude, I got your back, bro.
But, you know, this doesn't surprise me because it doesn't matter what level celebrity you're at. You're gonna get the arrows shot at you, and that's what this guy Patterson was experiencing, you know. And it's not gonna be the last time. So, let's see what
you're gonna have to point me in the direction of some of those shows, because to tell you the truth, I would like to hear exactly what people are saying in reference to the situation.
Yeah, I will. Marty, it is a great quote from Richard Pryor. That's great. Absolutely. Stephen Carmichael, 10 minutes in this intro and you'll miss tons of, well, again, Steve, I'm just trying to cover all the, you know, if I did a deep dive into every crevice of what went on there, okay, with Fresh and Fit, I'd be here for 4 hours too, and I'm not going to do that. All right,
can't do that.
So, if you want to bring up a point, by all means, you can call in 224-231-4652. And again, if there's a point in any of the stuff we glanced over that you want to get into some nuts and bolts specifics, great, call up, or you can drop it in the chat. We'll discuss it right now. Totally fine. But I am not going to do a 4-hour chat. As a matter of fact, I got to put a nice little tidy bow on this in a matter of like another 15 minutes. So no swirlies. Waldemir Perez. Here's what's awesome about that tweet. He's doing what Kevin said. He got air support. We just all need to start speaking our mind. They can't cancel us all. That's right. That's right. There will come a time, okay, and it might be coming soon, you know, next year, you know, in a matter of a year, that if enough of people are fed up with whatever it may be, you know, whatever you see in society, and we deal, that's what the show's about. We, right, we deal with society on that level. If you get to that, if enough people get to that point and enough people voice their opinion, okay, they can't drown out everybody, whether it's YouTube, on Twitter, et cetera, whatever platform, you know, if enough of people speak up about said issues, you know, it, tide will turn, you know, might not be a tidal wave. Okay. But, you know, they'll start breaking onto the shore and start whittling away. It's not a deal. Okay. Sorry, Steve. You know, I'm, okay. Steve, you know, I said that, you know, they threw the first salvo and it was unnecessary. Okay. We said that, you know, I get it. I get it. Fresh and Fit show was 4 hours. Didn't need to be that long. Could have got it done over the 1 hour. Yeah. Probably. Probably if they edited it up. And Franklin, what was crazy was Myron came out and literally came out, not came out, but with his real name. He gave his real name on the air and shared with him, us, everybody, his background in law enforcement. He was basically a, you know, a special government agent, you know, doing you know, sometime listening to wiretaps and doing things like. Now he said intern, you know, he interned for a while, and whatnot. So I think what he did was he you know, he did a lot of like the, you know, the baseline work. You know, I don't think he ever had to shoot anybody. You know, thank God. You know, but you know, I think he was in vans. You know, I think he was, you know, sent out there to surveil people, and you know, maybe was in the room with interrogations. So pretty interesting stuff. But yeah, he shared that with everybody, and kudos to him. You know, again, not that anybody can't, you know, do a Google search on, you know, images and things like that and find people out. Everybody, you know, you're not, you know, hidden here on YouTube by any stretch of the imagination. But I thought it was a cool thing for him to say, hey, you know what? I got no surprises. You know, I'm not hiding nothing. And he did that. I just finished modding. So you were live. What did I, you missed a whole lot. You're coming in at the tail end of this.
Porky's here.
Mr. Bacon.
What's up, Porky? My boy.
There you go, Mr. Stephen Carmichael. You are
official.
Yes, absolutely. And
here comes the money.
Here we go.
Thank you so much for that, my man, Stephen. I thank you for watching. I thank you for being subscribed and for sharing this out and for that that donation. Thank you so much. And Waldemar President Myron also lost points, revealing you. Yeah, you know, hey, you know, doing that, you know, is tough. You know, I don't know if I would have done it if I, you know, if I had a career like that. But, I give him credit for going down that road because it's a tough road. Let's see. JP is in the house. I like that. I like that avatar. I wonder if that's his dog.
Yeah. The little guy.
All right. So, and the very last thing I'm going to touch on tonight here, in the local news, as everybody knows, our esteemed governor is now out. We now have a different governor. All right. Basically, Cynthia Nixon loves the fact that they pulled Mr. Cuomo's Emmy away from him. So,
Emmy? What did he get an Emmy for?
He had an Emmy, okay, for his coverage of the pandemic, basically. All right.
Get an Emmy for that? Really? Okay. Yeah.
And I see we have another call in the queue. Don't hang up. We will let you talk here. After I get done with it. Oh, okay, he dropped off. Oh, well.
Go carry on.
Cynthia Nixon said that, what's the difference between me and Andrew Cuomo? Neither of us is the governor, but I still have my Emmys. Oh,
that's funny. Man,
that's bad. That is.
Yeah, from what? Sex in the City? Yeah, really?
Yeah, I know.
Not much of a reach there, sister.
And let's just be honest here. Okay, let's be honest. She was in the least of the attractive girls on that show. All right, people were not tuning in to see her.
No, but you know what? They had to have at least one of them that had more of a brand than the rest of them to prove that yes, sure. You know, I am a woman. Hear me roar! Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. She was.
Hey, you know, if nothing else, Franklin, she was the original Karen.
That's true too.
She was Karen before there was a Karen. Mm. So she has that going for her. But lastly, and this got me very upset when I saw it with our esteemed old governor. As he was leaving his palatial estate up in Albany, he came out that he reportedly had left his dog behind as he left. But I think what happened was something a little bit less tragic. Okay. So they basically said that he left it behind as he was packing his stuff to leave and move out. But in basically Cuomo asked staff if they would take care of his dog just in the interim while he came down to the greater New York area here to take care of some storm stuff we were going to. And he said that people just can't get the facts straight. He was away for a little bit of time. And he said that the dog is part of our family. He always will be. And that's how it's going to be. So, and there is a picture of him leaving and the dog's like, what's going on? So that kind of stinks. But look, this is actually a beautiful dog, Franklin.
I see that. Look at that photo of him in the car and the dog staring at him.
I know.
That's like a Disney. That's like trying to follow up with a Disney. How are you gonna compete with that? You know, that's like, you know, I'm surprised that he made it out there alive, because the way people are nowadays with their dogs and things, with their pets, I'm really surprised. And that's a bonehead move.
I know.
Try to spin it as much as he can. He's still a bonehead.
Again, yeah, I wonder if that was a little bit of spin on his part because you got such backlash.
Oh, he was backpedaling, like nobody's business.
I'm wondering if he truly was thinking about, look, you know, if somebody wants the dog, it's cool. You know, maybe it was something where he didn't have the dog for quite a long time and was like, you know, if somebody wants him, great, but that's a bad move.
Yeah, I'll say that it is. And speaking of dogs, JP said that a red heeler. Remember, you would ask him if that's his puppy. It's a red heeler. That's what he said.
Ah, yes. There you go. There you go.
New puppy.
Very nice. Very nice. Congrats on getting your tyrant out of office finally. Hoping Emperor is. Oh yeah.
Right, he's gonna be worse. Sorry. There, I said it.
Yeah. Kristen, Florida Jeff is in the house. Kristen Davis was the hottest. I agree there. Yes.
In a conservative, do not blank on my face. Yes, she was.
Why, you think Sarah Jessica Parker is?
No, there? Actually, to tell you the truth, the other one, the crazy one.
Oh, yeah. What's her name? Yeah, I know.
That yeah, she did it for me. If I had to, if someone held a gun to my head, I would have to say that she did it for me.
Yeah, I agree. And her character was written that way too. She was always
and it worked.
Yeah, I know. His daily reports on how to send you know what patients to nursing homes. New Gov reported the
Wasn't that sad?
Yeah. Well, what it was these were the people that he didn't count that basically were sent home from nursing homes and thus expired. Okay. And also a few others that basically was undetermined. But yes, yeah, there were about 12 grand that were added on after the fact. And yeah, again, it was to make numbers look better than what they were, because at that time, New York was getting a big black eye as being the worst, the epicenter. It's horrible. And a lot of other places at that time weren't showing those numbers.
Right.
So, yeah, it was unscrupulous, uncalled for, and you can't defend that. So, maybe he had a firearm part in the ATV was going to raid the house.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was one of those, right?
That's what it was.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is the witching hour. I want to thank everybody in the chat that participated tonight. I want to thank everybody that called in tonight on the line. I want to thank our VIP, Mr.
Stephen Carmichael,
for donating tonight. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. I want to thank everybody that's going to be watching this on the replay. And Franklin, as always, I got to thank you, my man.
Not a problem, Chris. I'm glad to be here. I'd like to thank Mr. Andrew Cuomo for leaving.
Yeah.
Okay? You didn't repeal the SAFE Act, but you know what? It's a step in the right direction. So.
Right. All right. So, again, on that note, I want to thank everybody once again. And as always, you know, society may be crazy, but we're not going to be here. All right. We're going to give you the straight news, the straight answers, and have a great night.